Great God of ten, while I am sings the joy that from thy presence springs, to spend one day with thee on earth exceeds a thousand days of mirth. Might I enjoy the meanest place within thy house, O God of grace, not tents of ease nor thrones of power should tempt my feet to leave thy door. God is our sun, he makes our day. God is our shield, he guards our way from all the assaults of hell and sin, from foes without and foes within. All needful grace will God bestow, and crown that grace with glory too. He gives us all things and withholds no real good from a right soul. O God, our King, whose sovereign sway the glorious host of heaven obey, and devils at thy presence flee, blessed is the man that trusts in thee.
Father, what a truth the old psalm says. Back many truths are concealed therein, and open though to those to whom you have opened the eyes, opened the heart, and opened the mind. Trust, O God, that as we meet here today, that ours are open. That the hymn is a blessing to us, because it does state so many things that are true of thee. And they're all true through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And thou hast appointed heir of all things, and Lord, in whom thou hast set in the place of preeminence. Thank you for him. Thank you, O Father, that he has come and has lived the perfection of the law. And then, O Father, has suffered for the penalty of the law, and has been crucified and dead and buried, but praise unto thy name that he rose from the dead, and he sits at thy right hand as proof that he has fulfilled all things necessary for our salvation. And so we rejoice today. We can rejoice, we do rejoice, give praise and thanksgiving to thee in his blessed name. Just give us the spirit of then of worship. Accept our praise, sanctified by the Spirit of Christ. Thank you for your word. We look forward again to delving into it, to meditate upon it. For Lord, it is that which gives us the knowledge of Christ and all things that you have performed in and through and to him. And Father, we just want to enjoy the day in the right spirit of that joy which is that of the Holy Ghost, giving blessing and honor, glory and praise unto thee in his name. So bless your word today. Do accept us again.
For a beginning, explore and turn with me
book of Luke, the second chapter. Paul has come here several times this time of year. I thought about those things that he had, I guess, week before last in my study. And I was reminded of it. We come here this morning, verse 13 said, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. And then there's a comma there, it says, goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. Man has taken these verses and turned it around and decided that it means that there's going to be peace among men on this earth.
Yeah.
Somehow we're going to find peace.
Yeah.
But there is no peace in this world.
Right.
There is peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm also reminded Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And that's the true peace.
Right.
Peace with God. Right. We're no longer at enmity with him if we be of his spirit. We are at perfect peace with what he has to do and what he does toward men.
Amen.
Paul started to preach this last Sunday. Psalm 133, then go with me there. He reminded us of it last Sunday, which is another one that's been one of my favorite scriptures, as well as Romans 5:1. And Psalms 133 said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And that unity can only come by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
In Jesus there is truth.
Amen.
And everything that stems from that truth is at peace with God.
Yeah.
And his fellow man, for that matter.
Right.
It brings on great peace. There is certain peace in man that comes forward. He said it's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. Then he reckons it like this, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
Amen.
And it speaks here of great peace and comfort and satisfaction that's in the truth, which is found in Christ Jesus. There's a certain calmness. And my people are not make haste. There's a calmness about it, even though we live in a place of much turmoil, always much confusion, much fighting and arguing, but the peace is in the Lord. It's not in the world. My peace I leave with you.
Right.
It's completely different from anything that the world itself can imagine. It cannot imagine that kind of peace that comes in knowing that your sins are forgiven.
Mm.
It There is also a submission there. One wouldn't say, then I'd go into heaven and bring God down, or I'd go down below and bring him up.
No.
But he is my grace. And that shows that he doeth all things well. There's a certain peace in that that is beyond understanding. We no longer argument. If we say, thy peace come to us upon the earth. And it is a marvelous, wonderful thing. A few scriptures go with that. Book of Deuteronomy, 32nd chapter. And I took a fresh cold. So he said, Paul done the same thing with 32nd chapter, book of Deuteronomy, verse 1. And he said, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. He said, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall dwell, distill as the dew. As a small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. We mentioned this last Sunday. That's what brought us to this point. Also, the rain is talking about, and we went back to the garden last Sunday, where it is just a dew that come up,
yeah.
and then let settle back on fertile ground.
Yeah.
And it sprang forth fruit.
Right.
Adam, all they had to do is just go out there and gather the fruit. Tend the garden.
Right.
Like manna from heaven. It rained down. It come down in the night. It was silent and quiet.
Yeah.
When it come. Certain peace about that coming. There's certain peace in what he's talking about, the rain here. That just comes down gentle,
yeah.
Up on fallow ground that had been broke up and all the clods removed, and it brings forth then fruit.
Yes.
And the fruit, main fruit of that is peace in the heart of man. They had hoped no longer be opposed to the Lord.
Right. Amen.
Said, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. In all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. There again, the whole crux of the thing goes back to what is truth.
Right.
Truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, 54th chapter, I guess verse 11, he said, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates carbuncles, and all thy borders of flesh and stone. That's the flesh and stones.
Yeah.
And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord.
Amen.
And great shall be the peace
right.
of thy children in righteousness. Mm. Faith comes by righteousness. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from the oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee.
That's a blessed one.
Behold, they shall cheer together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created a smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. So it's every bit in the Lord, and in his truth, and in his power, and in his will.
Right.
If man have that certain peace that comes from him, then he'd say, well, the Lord does all things well. Then on over in chapter 55, I guess verse 6, says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him. Mm. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven. I read this, I thought once again of that manna. It's yeah. come down flat. Then they went out there the next morning and manna was laying everywhere.
Right.
Just walk out, pick it up, get it.
Like a snowfall.
Snow from right. heaven. And returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I've sent it. For ye shall go out with joy. Mm. And be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. What pleasantness
yeah.
is seen in this. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Amen.
And there's a certain peace with God's people. It makes them bring forth singing and praise
yeah.
unto the Lord. It's a peace that passes all understanding.
Right.
Man, in his natural state, cannot comprehend
right.
that in any way.
Right.
It's absolutely outside the knowledge of man to know these things outside of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
which opens the word of truth
Amen.
To his people. Book of Psalm, the 72nd chapter.
Mm-hmm.
verse 1, he said, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring forth peace to the people, and the little hills is going to be thy righteousness.
Right.
He shall judge the poor of the people, shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressed. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that watered the earth, fallow ground. It's been made ready.
Right.
It's been made to rest. And now it's ready to bring forth fruit. Mm. In his days shall a righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him. And he found them in the wilderness.
Yeah,
that's where the river was.
Right.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Shall down, bow down before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Mm. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Sheba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him.
Mm.
For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, and the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. The needy, ones that call. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually and daily, and he shall be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains, and the fruit thereof shall make like leaven, and they shall of the city shall flourish like grass upon the earth, because it's been watered.
Yeah.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Lord, if you deliver this, we'll live.
Yeah.
We'll inherit the earth. And we praise thee for it.
Amen. Amen.
Amazing how simple these things are. And yet how profound they are.
Absolutely.
And the amazing thing is that none of us could understand it, mm-hmm. except the Spirit of God be in us and open our hearts and minds to it. But how simple it is if we just obey the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That's where the peace is in righteousness. And then,
amen.
One of my favorite verses of scripture is in this 32nd chapter of Isaiah, in verse 17. States it very plainly, very clearly, that, and J.D. mentioned it a couple of times this morning already, it's all in righteousness.
Right.
You can't have peace without righteousness. Verse 17, the work of righteousness shall be peace. Mm-hmm. How simple is that? Who can't understand what that says,
right?
And yet, who wants righteousness? It's no fun. You can have no fun in righteousness.
Right. Well, I can't have fun in it, but you can have peace in it.
You can have peace.
And you can have joy.
Right. Exactly.
You can have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Because he is the spirit of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the definition of righteousness, I love it. I mean, it's purity of heart and rectitude of life.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what the Godhead is.
And the work of righteousness shall be peace, mm-hmm. and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever.
Amen.
But we won't do away with righteousness.
That brings
and just believe in, and just believe in Jesus. But problem is, you can't believe in Jesus outside of righteousness.
Amen.
All right. Then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know what?
The truth.
And the truth shall
set you free.
Make you free, right?
Is it set or
if you continue in my word. How about that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sets you free from what, sin?
Sets you free, yes, from sin and sorrow. And
you're free to worship God.
Yeah. Free to come before Him, mm-hmm. to enter into the Holy of Holies. The
most holy place.
Yeah. And just enjoy fellowship with the Lord. I think about that this morning. I was laying there before I got up and I got thinking, you know, we are just flesh and blood, the dust of the earth. There's nothing real about us or permanent except that soul which God breathed into. And think that a man of dust would dare to come into the presence of God without the Spirit of God directing
them. Right, without being sanctified.
Yeah, bidding Him come. But, you know, this old dust is pretty arrogant.
Amen.